This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Raise your hand for me, would you, if you're having a little bit of pandemic backlash right about now. We talked yesterday on the program about companies pushing back when they are going to return to their offices. Airlines are bracing for slowdowns as the Delta variant spreads. It is a lot, almost the definition of uncertainty, really, which regular listeners to this program will know businesses enjoy not at all. For a while there, Hawaii had the highest unemployment rate in the country as tourism fell to near zero. But by this summer, things had picked up so much and so fast that the mayor of Maui actually asked for fewer tourists to come. Now, though, the state is reporting record case numbers. The governor has reimposed some indoor capacity limits. So we got Manu Powers back on the phone. She runs SeaQuest Hawaii. They do boat tours out in Kona. Manu, welcome back to the program.
Great to talk to you again, Kai.
So let's see. Here we sit in late-ish August. We spoke 8 months ago back in January. It was grim, I think is safe to say. How was your summer? Better, maybe?
Starkly different, let's put it that way. Bordering on somewhat insane, as a matter of fact. I'm sure that you have all heard the stories of the increased level of tourism in Hawaii. And despite the fact that we were held at 50% and understaffed, we were still breaking sales records from February into July. And we are set to have the biggest year we've had in our 34-year history. So minimal staff, minimal capacity, minimal inventory, and yet we were blowing our sales records out of the water, pardon the pun.
Yeah, very good. All right. But tell me about this exact moment right now, because things have changed a little bit for y'all in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, tremendously. You know, I'm a business owner. I'm a small business owner. I am supposed to make the best decisions I can with the information I have in front of me to strategically and thoughtfully grow my business. That is now impossible. So we are just kind of waiting it out. It's been very difficult to go backwards, right? To see that light at the end of the tunnel so close we could reach out and touch it, and then to be hurtled back out through the entrance of the tunnel.
Those of us who are not business owners, you hear out there amongst the population great expressions of frustration that this is where we are after people have done the vaccine thing and the masking thing and the distancing thing, and now we're back in a way. Are you frustrated? Are you angry? What are you?
I'm beyond frustrated, to tell you the truth. We feel a real sense of responsibility to community. We were born and raised here. We're raising three children here. We're owning and operating a business here with, you know, close to 50 employees. We are responsible for the safety of our staff, for our children. And yet we still want to contribute financially to our community. And our hands are tied.
There was some concern, I think, when we spoke in January about whether you were even going to make it. Are you still worried about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Only because we very well could be shut down again next month, for all we know. Do we stick with the business model? Again, we're seeing record sales, but all of that could disappear again tomorrow, and we could burn through the cash reserves we've got very quickly, as we learned the hard way in 2020. I just see this very uncertain path in front of us, and that equates to great stress in the home and the marriage and the business. And, you know, luckily we are managing for the time being.
This is none of my business, but it sure seems like you and your husband have sunk everything into this business. And I can only imagine that the last year plus has been eye-opening for you, that maybe you ought to diversify a little bit.
Yeah, I think we talked about that. Yeah. That was my word of 2021, diversification. Yeah. Right? I was going to have a pin made and wear it all day, every day to remind myself this is a lot of eggs in one basket. So we're still looking at ways that we can do that. But it's hard to make those purchases. It's hard to invest that money when you don't know if you're going to need it to put food on the table, you know, 6 months from now.
Yeah. Manu Power, she and her husband own and operate and run and try to get by on a business called SeaQuest Hawaii, a tour boat company in Kona, out in Hawaii. Manu, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
It was really great catching up with you, Kai.